Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Well, we do have a special guest with us today. We told you we were going to be try to bring somebody in every single week. We'd like to bring in Mr. Corey J. Pendleton, lead guitar player for Rose Hill. Everybody give him a round of applause.
All right.
Give him a round of applause. He's here sitting in.
Welcome. Very excited.
So we need to give the fans a little bit of like Corey, how long have you been playing music with the two of us?
About 7.5 years or so.
Yeah.
2003.
And just so you know, to put it in perspective, when we first started, I couldn't sing at all. Corey or Mitch could play a little guitar and didn't sing at all. And Corey was our lead guitar player and
didn't know how to play the guitar.
Not a lick.
We called him up. What's funny is I had an electric guitar, and I probably could have done just as good as he could, and we called Corey up, and we said, hey, man, can you play, do you have an electric guitar? Could you play some lead? And he was like, yeah, I got an electric guitar.
And we took that as, yes, I'm a really good lead guitar player.
I knew upscales. I didn't know him.
We didn't know him yet.
Yeah. But that's how Corey...
that's how we grew together.
Been together, and so he's our lead guitar player for Rose Hill now, and as well as, Kevin is still on bass and Derek is on drums, and we're having a good time with that. So what do you think of the podcast, man? Are you gonna
I like it. It's exciting.
Good idea. We're gonna throw around some random topics. You missed a really good one last podcast when we were discussing the five finer points of making a wedding enjoyable.
They're really more geared towards the reception.
Yeah.
As we defined, the wedding is for the woman and the reception is for the man. It's the party.
Yeah, it's the only enjoyable part of the wedding. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. You got to focus.
A little recap of last week.
And absolutely. And for those of you, also another fine fact that a lot of people don't know, because not everybody reads the fine print of CDs anymore, and especially if you get off iTunes, you never know it. But Corey is a co-writer on one of our favorite songs on the new record, "Glass of Whiskey." You want to kind of tell how that came about?
I'm sure whiskey was involved, but.
Something of that nature.
Yeah, Blake called for a old honky-tonk whiskey-drinking song, so they called me. I don't know what that says about me, but I figured I'd join
it. It means you're an old honky-tonk drinking whiskey kind of guy.
Well, there you go.
That's a good thing to be, I think. I felt less of a whiskey drinker having to call, somebody in, but when it was your experience, you just gotta let it work.
Yeah, I like to bring up the average,
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do have a few Facebook. Some folks had email or messaged onto the Facebook of some questions they wanted us to answer personally about Rose Hill. One being, what made us decide? And I think all three of us can answer this question. We all started together. Is what made us want to play country music? We'll kind of go around the room here, Mitch. What made us want to play country music?
I don't really know. I just kind of fell into it. It's like a natural progression, I think. I listened to popular country as a little kid, and then I grew into rock and then all that stuff, and then as I got into college, I really got into the classic country, and I just fell in love with it. So, that's my story. It just all of a sudden one day it just hit me and I was like, man, I love country music.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I guess I love the realism of it. When it's real country music.
Yeah. Corey, any?
Yeah, no, mine's pretty much the same. It was music I listened to, so the natural thing to play it.
Right. I think what got me and it's because we hear these arguments all the time. At least I hear these arguments a lot from a typical fan of, what do you prefer, the melody or the lyric? Do you not care about the lyric and you're just kind of bobbing your head
for
to the
me,
melody? Or?
For me, it's got to be both.
Right, but I think country music as a whole is a genre where most of the time that's what it is. Most of the really good songs in country music Because, I mean, if you get into, like, really, really heavy metal, it's more of the, I wouldn't even call it a melody, it's the music.
It's the music.
It's not, yeah. not I mean, necessarily
it's very,
the
it's
lyric.
It's very technical music.
You know, whereas in...
But so is country music.
Right. And so I feel like country music kind of meshed both of those things, and that's what I really liked about. So I hope that answered your question. That's why we decided to play country music. And I'm trying to think of the other question that was asked for us. I'm kind of on the spot here. We did have a question asking how we came to be so good looking, but Bird, we know you, we know where you live. Don't ask any more questions. Trying to think of what that other question was. It was like how we became a band, I believe. It's like how we kind of came together as a band was one of the questions, and that's pretty easy. Both Mitch and I were big fans of the Texas country movement. And that day was, you know, Robert O'Keefe and
Pat Green and Corey Moore.
And Corey J here was also a big fan of that kind of music. And it was really more or less, we thought we could do it too. I mean, it just seemed like something
Blake
we could
do. Blake and I met, and what's funny is it took us 3 years to meet. We went to the same high school and knew of each other, but never were friends, just kind of ran with a different crowd. And towards the end of high school, we kind of crossed paths and... We found out we had this similarity, and I had just kind of figured out how to play guitar, and most of the songs I had learned were Texas country, and we just kind of took off from there, and then we just started, out of the blue one day, we decided to write a song, and I mean, that's really how it started. We wrote one, and then we wrote two, and then we wrote three, and next thing you know, we're trying to plan for people at parties, and they're telling us to shut up, you know, I mean... And we haven't shut up yet. So
And really, we always knew, and I think we always knew that it wasn't really about because Mitch and I weren't really musicians.
No,
so it wasn't. We weren't really out there.
I was a football player.
We weren't really out there trying to find like we wanted to play music with our good friends, and it just so happened that we had a buddy that played drums, and his little brother played bass, and we told you how we got with Corey, and that's because we were all. I mean. Corey and I were childhood friends growing up when I spent a part of my life in Wimberley, Texas, where Corey's from. So it just kind of meshed, and it was one of those things where, like, after like that first year, it never seemed like it should ever change. Like
I don't know about you, it still feels to me like that was yesterday.
Yeah, I remember picking you up for something. I think it was to go drive down to Houston for like our first rehearsal. And I picked you up at that apartment complex that you lived with Gary Herford.
and you loaded up your
PV electric guitar. And
the one right down the street from where I live?
Yes, with
yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there you go. I hope that answered your question. Guys, keep the questions coming. We love it. It gives us something to talk about and disregard.
That way we don't have to think of something to talk about.
Absolutely. The topic of the day that we're about to get into... is a very, very sensitive subject for the band, and it basically we're going to discuss the finer points of choosing the right road cuisine, the right food to eat when you're out touring on the road. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Okay, so this is a really sensitive subject, let me just tell you, and for a couple reasons. First of all, anytime... we're on radio tour or getting interviewed. There's a question that's always asked is, obviously, being on the road with five guys all the time, there's got to be bickering or fighting that happens. So we get asked quite often, what does the band normally fight about? And it is...
food.
Always food. And basically, the way we're going to do this is I'm basically going to interview Mitch and Corey. Because let me tell you, these two, they may say that me and Derek and Kevin have a say, but we don't. It really comes down to where Mitch and Corey want to eat. And that
goes... because we have the most discerning palates.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but they like to believe... I don't get to make any decisions because in our former band, I was the lead singer, and they apparently believe that I developed something called LSD, and I'll let Mitch explain what that is.
It's basically lead singer's disease. And you know, he thinks he's above the rest of us.
And so I don't even know...
We had to beat him down to reality.
So because of my apparent LSD, or I guess I'm a recovering LSD...
you're an addict. Yeah.
Addict. They took all my decision-making privileges away from me. They make all the decisions. So guys, let's do a do's and don'ts. So you're on the road, and you're going to the next gig, or you're at the gig, and that particular place doesn't serve food, so you got to sound check and go find food. Give me some of the big time don'ts.
Okay, I'm going to start off. The number one, do not, especially after a night of, you know, partying maybe.
Excess.
Enjoying. And that's a good way to put it. A night of excess. No Chinese buffets.
Yep, that's key. That was College Station. We made that rule.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just hurt ourselves too many times because not only do you go and gorge, but I know, I mean, once you go to a Chinese buffet, you might feel full, but the food is terrible. It's not good for you at all. And then an hour later, you're starving again. So,
well,
I mean,
it's let me play devil's advocate here for a second. You would think that that would be one of your top-notch places because you are a band. You know, you're kind of strapped for cash on the road. It's usually
that's,
you can find one for
the
like
exception.
For usually you can find like $4.99 buffet, and you can, you know, just eat as much as you want. So you got to elaborate a little bit on, like, you know, you're saying that when you're on the road, cheapness doesn't matter because food is that important.
Oh yeah, food can make or break your day,
Corey. What
it can absolutely make or break your day,
Corey. What are your feelings about Chinese buffet?
Yeah, I mean, Chinese food buffet is generally pretty good, but it's always a crapshoot. I mean, you have your good ones, and you have your really bad ones.
Well, I mean, think about where you made the rule. You ate Chinese buffet in College Station, Texas.
Well, no, we've done it. We've experienced
it. We tried others, but we just went to that one a lot. And then,
you know, every time we swore off, and we kept going back. So finally, we put our foot down.
Yeah,
we said,
made the rule.
No more.
Regardless how tempting it sounds, I mean, General Tso's chicken is delicious.
It is.
But, yeah, yeah.
You know.
I love the little, the fried, little,
fried
donuts. Donuts. Oh,
oh yeah.
Goodness.
Those are, yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so Chinese buffet
number one,
out, completely,
number one
completely,
don't, yeah.
Completely
yeah.
Out. Corey, give me another just bad idea when you're out on the road.
Typically, burritos, big Freebirds burritos.
So no Freebirds.
Well,
you know, there's exceptions.
There are exceptions. If you buy your burrito and stick it on the dash and let it kind of age for a day or so, then they're the best.
Yeah, you can eat burritos at the end of a trip. We don't stop for burritos when we hit the road.
No, okay.
Well,
so
we do, but we let them age
until the
ride home.
Oh, yeah.
That one little dude that made it all the way.
Oh, yeah. Just like the song, yeah. Absolutely.
So we got, okay, we're not doing burritos. Why? Any other reasons particularly why? I mean, I can imagine burrito before a show is probably not.
Well, that's true.
They're just heavy. I mean, they it's like dropping a bomb, you know what I mean?
The cheese and the refried beans probably don't do you. But does that, now brings me to a little, we'll segue question here, Corey. No burritos, does that mean no Mexican food of any kind?
No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
We don't need a reason why not. Mexican food's <Yeah. laughs> delicious, so
yeah.
We're sticking that one out.
Okay, all right.
And plus, I mean, we're from Texas, so I mean, it's kind of, Mexican food is a staple.
Well, let's branch out, and I'll say this. The band has three rules that have nothing to do with the main course to determine whether or not a Mexican food place is worthy. A, salsa.
Yep. Yeah. I'll leave if the salsa's not good.
Yeah. B, chile con queso.
That's more your rule.
It's more my rule, but we'll take it. C, tortillas. Tortillas are key. Because so many times you go to Mexican food restaurants where they're lacking on the tortilla side and they're a little rubbery. Little taco seed.
Or too thin or too thick. They gotta be just right.
So, just so you know, you gotta make
sure. Really, the main one is the salsa. If your salsa is no good, I will not stay.
It's like a bad first impression.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell everything you want to know about that hot sauce.
Warm salsa or cold salsa?
Both.
Yeah, both. Either.
I'm not a cold. Red sauce, warm. Green sauce, cold.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I like a warm red sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two don'ts so far. You never go to Chinese buffet, and you never go for burritos.
Massive burrito shop.
No big burritos whatsoever. So, do we have any more flat out don'ts? I always heard that because I used to be a big like CC's fan because it was cheap and I liked the pizza. But y'all,
that's where I was going next.
Yeah, that is
no
next.
Pizza buffets.
Yeah, well,
that makes sense.
It's almost no pizza, really.
Yeah, there's one. There's one.
The only time pizza is acceptable is if it's like between the hours of 2 and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Antonio's on Northgate.
Valentino's. That's your exception. You can eat Valentino's regardless of the time.
Y'all have had Antonio's after a show on Northgate. It's pretty good. It's open until 3 a.m. Pizza by the slice.
I can honestly say I don't remember.
It's no Valentino's.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But you know what makes Valentino's good?
It's the ranch.
The ranch. Absolutely. So I can see why pizza's a bad idea, especially if you're a singer, all that grease, the spiciness of the pepperoni, a little bit of heartburn.
Acid.
And it just sits in your stomach. Yeah. So I can imagine. Do we have any more don'ts before I move on? I mean, big problems. Because in my experience of writing with you two, your don'ts are on two polar opposites. Because I hear don'ts about no Chinese buffet and pizza and burritos. But y'all are also not big fans of the healthy food.
I'm coming around on that. See, that's not true. Because some days we want nothing more than like a Subway sandwich.
Right, but I've never seen you guys... I've never seen you stop for a salad.
Well, it's hard to eat a salad when you're
driving. Yeah.
I mean,
that's true too.
Stop, eat a salad. Yeah, we eat salads.
Okay, so we've hit the don'ts, guys. These are big don'ts. I can't imagine. I think those are, from my experience, you guys, those are pretty three standards.
I guess the last one had to be seafood, mostly because I can't eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't eat seafood because Corey has allergic reaction to shellfish.
But a bad case of seafood will ruin the whole band.
The whole weekend. Yeah. I mean, it's over after that.
So it's just risky, not worth it.
But we do have a poll question out there for the people for the podcast listeners. Jeff's been alerted, is allergic to shellfish, and we are dabbling with the experiment of having him
get all hyped up on Benadryl.
Maybe even snorting it between each and every bite of either shrimp or crawfish. And we're trying to decide whether or not that will keep him from having an allergic reaction. So please, write into the Facebook site and tell us if we're crazy or if you think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, the plan is one popcorn shrimp one day, and then move up to two the next day, and then I'll be up to the whole jumbo pack.
Get him immune. You know, it's like evolution.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right, guys. We've got through.
I just compared Corey being shellfish to evolution.
They didn't know we're amateur scientists, but we are.
By the way, if you don't know who Steve Brule is, check him out on YouTube.
Yes, hilarious. Dr. Stevie Brule.
YouTube vid of the week.
It's kind of become Corey's alter ego, so check that out. So we've gotten through the don'ts here. And I mean, you set the setting. We're talking, guys, we're not talking about every day. We're talking about, like, we'll put it in a fan's perspective. Because I know when we were, before we started playing music, we were into high school, early college, we used to like make road trips to go see our favorite bands, and we would make a weekend out of it, especially if we knew somebody in a different college town.
Well, I know where you're going with this. It's a little different because late night eats is different for us than it is for anybody else.
Right.
Because we have to survive the next day. We have to feel decent. I mean, you have to move on and be able to perform.
Absolutely.
And so that's... You have to be able to eat just right enough
to get by.
It's
a balancing act, for sure.
I mean, you got to handle jumping in the van next day and driving 4 or 5 hours.
And not being miserable.
And then being in a bar again until...
And then being cooped up with the same six guys in the van. I mean, it's a family.
It's a balancing act. You know.
You're not always... Everybody's not always in a great mood, but I mean, you've got to be able...
But I'll tell you what, that is... before we get into the good eats... there's the good and bad. Yeah, we have a lot of fights about food, but when we pick that one good restaurant...
Silence
is golden, and then the morale in the van post the food stop.
Yeah, super high.
Super high. Everybody's psyched. Everybody wants to know what everybody else had, and you're sitting pretty for pretty much the rest of the day until the next food decision comes. So it goes either way. I mean, it's a risk, but the reward is so great. So,
and you know what's really funny about that is that nobody will order anything to eat until after everybody has basically done an interview on everybody else about what they're about to eat. You got to know what everybody else is getting.
What are you thinking
you
about?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'll think about that too. Actually, yeah, I will say this.
Corey,
what
are you thinking?
Corey is the worst. Corey is the last to order at almost every table.
Yeah.
Corey will not order. They will skip him just so he can know what everybody else
Plus,
has.
Plus, we like to out Whataburger each other.
Of course.
Yeah. So. I like to dwindle down my choices about 4 or 5. And then when it gets around to me, last minute decision every single time.
So are you the kind of guy that hears something that Mitch ordered or I ordered and went, I want that? Or are you the kind of guy that goes, Mitch ordered that so I can't have it, Blake ordered that so I can't have it?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta
I don't want what somebody else
Okay.
Plus I know what I'm getting, I don't want it.
Okay. All right, now we're on to the good stuff. We're going to tell you where to eat and where you're going to feel great about it. and what we do to kind of up the morale in the band, because food is road cuisine is a big topic. I'm glad we're talking about this today. So one of you guys, just shoot a good idea.
Well, I'm going to go with the old, just the staple always is the double meat and cheese.
Just a Whataburger. Oh, you're going fast food with a good choice.
Whataburger is always, it's a solid.
Well, I guess in Texas, it's not really fast food. It's our home base. Fast food. I would agree with that. I love going to Whataburger.
They're everywhere, and they're good.
Whataburger
always fills you up, never lets you down.
I'm gonna throw this out there. The closer we get to Corpus, I feel like the Whataburger.
Checks in the mail.
The closer we get to Corpus Christi, I feel the Whataburger's getting better.
I would say.
Closer you get to home base, like I love the Whataburger in Refugio, Texas. It's so good. It's not in the heart of Corpus Christi. You don't have to go to the tourist trap that is the 2-story Whataburger in downtown Corpus, but the one in Refugio, that's got my seal of approval. I think we've stuffed it.
Oz.
I think the lights.
Think about it. It's lights and there's.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the Graceland of burgers.
When you get out of the van, you skip on up there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so as we go through the best, people want to know what do you order when you go to Whataburger? Double meat, double cheese.
Typically, the double meat, double cheese.
Corey.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go out breakfast.
Do you?
Yeah, with taquitos.
Oh, taquitos. Yeah, because those are late night eats too.
And plus, those can ride around the van for a couple days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to eat those right away.
No.
See, I'm gonna go. I am a double. I can't say because you said I'm usually a double meat, double cheese guy, but I actually like their chicken strip basket.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Texas toast, but really good gravy.
You're a chicken strip kind of guy.
I am a chicken strip. It's a cop out, really.
Yeah.
But I am. I enjoy it. So okay, Corey, next. Must eat foods.
Let's see here. I'm going with mine and Mitch's favorite tap room. Oh my God. Marcus.
I cannot believe you let the secret out of the bag.
I was just going to say chicken wings.
Hearts are breaking chicken all wings. Over.
Let's just say hot wings are one of the things that you know is probably not going to always work out best for the functionality of your system.
This is not road food. This is just general life advice.
Oh, yeah.
Tap room.
But hot wings, I mean, connoisseur of hot wings, I am.
Yeah,
both Mitch and Corey are. It's one of those things where like I like to explore the menu. Kevin would probably do the same. Derek even more so. But if we're at a place that these guys have even heard on the wind that they make decent chicken wings, it's not even a question. Chicken wings is it. They may order an appetizer to set up the palate. But
usually like mozzie sticks or like Southwestern egg rolls or. Chicken cordon bleu bites, or what else we got? Cream cheese jalapeno poppers. Those are good palate cleansers.
But these are the only two guys I've ever seen in my life that doesn't matter how big the wing is, they're generally one bite wing guys. They can get all the chicken off the bone in one bite. It's pretty masterful.
It's an art, really.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. They've tried to teach me. I'm unteachable, apparently. I can't do it. It's pretty amazing. So chicken wings. Tap room.
Hot wings at tap room.
If we play anywhere in the vicinity of San Marcos, Texas, we have to adjust the regular band schedule so we can spend 2 hours at tap.
And for you guys who are in San Marcos and you know the tap wing, tap room, you might know this, you might not, but they have their specials. Each night they have a special, and Monday night it's half price appetizers.
You have this memorized?
And the wings we are talking about are considered an appetizer on the menu. You get a dozen wings per order. So Monday night's half price appetizers. They used to be like what, $6.25 for a dozen or something
that? Yeah, they upped the price and we figured out.
It's actually, and then on Wednesday nights, it's 30 cent wing night, which everybody thinks, oh, it's wing night, 30 cent wing night. Not really.
Oh, no.
Half price appetizers. Cheaper. If you got two dozen wings, it was cheaper on Monday night than going to 30 cent wing night on Wednesday. So, just a little tip for you guys out there, San Marcianites.
Now you know why this is such a sensitive topic. Now you know why I'm not even really giving my opinion, because these two are connoisseurs, to be honest with you, mainly of bar food, but they have a little bit of knowledge, of all realm.
Hey, I just cooked some fine steaks.
He did, yeah, absolutely.
I just went through Taco Bell.
Yeah. So okay,
that's the alpha and omega right there on the spectrum.
You got them all covered tonight.
So okay, there's got to be something else besides, you know, Whataburger and Taproom and or wings. There's got to be another. Let's give them a third.
Arby's is a solid style.
But I mean,
because you can either go with the greasy beef and cheese, or You can market fresh it.
So like yeah, is there any other places when we're out on the road, like a restaurant pops in your head, and we're in this town, we eat there because it's really freaking good, you know, that kind of thing. I mean,
talking about a hometown kind of place or a chain or either.
No, more like a hometown place.
Because so now we're looking for destinations.
Because that'll be just pick because we just did like a tap room. I know we did wings was the general story.
I mean, we know tap room well because we live there and we ate there 3 times a week.
Absolutely, because if we can pick a restaurant, like a favorite restaurant when we're on the road, I mean, I'm just going to segue that into the final thought of the whole food cuisine deal, a kind of mantra that Mitch and I started when we were out on radio tour. But I enjoyed the place in Bastrop.
Big Mouth. I was just thinking that.
Big Mouth Burger is really good. Maybe it's because they put a fried egg on the burger, and I love
that. The Lajita.
Really good. I guess that's the next food. I mean, it goes in with the Whataburger thing, but just a good burger. And fries.
In general, yeah.
In general, is never a bad choice. It's not really, when you're out on the road, it's not a time to take risk.
Taco Cabana is always pretty solid. As well.
Yeah, Taco C for late night eats for sure, unless you're stealing milk from Taco C at San Marcos at 3 a.m.
It was not stolen.
Yeah. He pretended, and there just happened to be a cop there. Yeah.
No humor. Taco Cabana at 3 o'clock in the morning. Cops all around.
No sense of humor there.
It's not funny.
So a good burger doesn't really matter when you're on the road. A good burger, road is really not a time to take risks with your food choices. However, I believe it is a good time to take risks on the restaurants. Mitch and I developed this rule. When we're out on a radio tour, we've instilled it into Rose Hill. It's a great rule. I think if you're traveling,
no chain food.
I know we talked about Whataburger, but that's just more of a band rule if you're late night eats. But if you're on the road. Doesn't matter if you're playing shows on vacation with the family.
I got one for you, Blake. Corey, you weren't able to be there, but Ardmore, Oklahoma, Froggies.
Two frogs in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
You remember those freaking cheese fries?
It's unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, they about put me in my coffee.
And that was when we started Mitch's. That's when Mitch and I started the rule. Don't eat at chain restaurants unless it's
why experience.
Yeah, unless it's 3 a.m. and you need a Taco C or a Whataburger, that's obviously acceptable. But if you're out traveling on the road, go find something local. We ate had breakfast at a bakery in Corsicana that I can't remember the name.
My goodness, that place
something
was
Street
great.
Bakery. It was amazing. We had a little bakery.
What was the place in Canton?
A deli on the square in Canton that blew me away.
I got their muffalata there and it was awesome.
But it's more about the food. It's about the people. You're gonna meet locals when you do this. You're always gonna find good food, really good home cooking, and that's kind of a rule that we've instilled. That kind of encompasses the whole conversation of food cuisine. Don't risk what you're actually putting into your body, but go out on a limb when you find that restaurant. Because every restaurant's going to have something you can, you know, that standard
really,
burger,
it all depends.
You know?
Yeah. It all depends on how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is how you order, really.
Yeah, I say eat the special. Don't even ask what the special is. Just say,
just order the special.
I want the special. It always reminds me of a place in Fort Worth, the Stockyards, to eat with Phil Pritchett and the...
The Star Cafe.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, that place was excellent.
Yeah. It was really good.
It helped that it was walking distance. And
well, their chicken fried steak was bigger than my freaking
whole
head.
Oh, man. That is a good place, though.
That gets the Rose Hill stamp of approval. Yep. Star Cafe, that's in there. For sure.
Stockyards.
So, I mean, that's really the point, guys. I mean, we're out on the road a lot, and food is a big-time issue.
It's always an argument.
It is always an argument, because you have your standards. Like, we have a guy in our band that always wants to eat Subway. It's like, come on, man, let's shape
he's
it up.
He's our health nut.
Like, let's shake it up a little bit. So when you're out on there on the road, Rose Hill's telling you, be a bit of an explorer when it comes to finding the restaurants you want to eat at, but steer clear of a few simple rules that we have, you know, with the burrito, the pizza pie, and the Chinese buffet.
No Chinese buffet.
No Chinese buffet. We can't stress that
enough. It never does you right, I promise.
So you heard it here first with our special guest, Mr. Corey J. Pendleton, guitar player for Rose Hill. Me and Mitch... Here, live from the soon-to-be-named home of the podcast.
I'm calling it the Dungeon.
We'll call it the Dungeon until it is named by the fans.
I heard a really cool name of a restaurant or bar called the Tar Pit. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah. What do you think about the Tar Pit, Corey?
Anyways, but I can't copy that. I
mean, yeah. So y'all send in your thoughts on what we should name the podcast, and tune in. Every time you can, we're going to be posting these quite often, and keep sending your questions. And thanks, guys. You heard it here first. Rose Hill Food Cuisine. Live by it. Know
we're
it.
We're out.
And we're out. Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.